Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Help Your Diabetes conference call. If you have any questions throughout the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad to reach a live operator. Again, for questions, please press star zero. At this time, it is my pleasure to turn the floor over to your host. Sir, the floor is yours.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Hawkins, founder and CEO of Help Your Diabetes. I wanted to welcome you to this week's group support call with Dr. Drelick. He has another great topic for you this week, and then he'll open the call up for questions and to hear your success story. Enjoy the call. Dr. Drelick, take it away.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dean, Help Your Diabetes. Welcome to Saturday's group call. Just as a reminder, we do this every Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check in your time zones, and we always start on time. And housekeeping items, if it goes 10 minutes or so with no comments or questions, the operator and I will end the call early, just so we don't have to sit on the call with dead air for too long. Last week was kind of on the quiet side. It does happen from time to time. And other than that, let's keep it positive. Anything you got going on positive, please share. You'll be helping somebody who, you know, as we go through these lifestyle changes, the challenges we have, everything is a big thing. So whether it's weight loss, energy is increased, your doctor has reduced medication, your family members, you've noticed some things about yourself, family members have noticed some positive changes. It could be your activities of daily living are easier, you're sleeping better, neuropathy is improving, vision is getting better, digestion's improving. Just anything across the board that you're noticing, chime in with that because, as I said, all these things, not everybody likes to ask questions and some just like to listen. And you might say that one thing that gets them right back on track as they're going through some challenges and maybe thinking on, maybe having the wrong things or the wrong food items and, that one thing could, keep them from doing that. So it's powerful, and don't think anything is a small thing. So that being said, today's topic is about exercise. And to keep it really simple over here with exercise, don't overcomplicate that. So at least make sure you're going for walks, at least walking on the daily. I know that I do, and you want to go at least 30 minutes. If you can go 40, 50, 60, that's perfectly fine. But, 20 is a warm-up, and then when we start doing something, at about the 30-minute mark. So that's my recommendation with that. If you're comfortable with going to the gym or any kind of program like that, make sure you clear it with your doctor. And, that's perfectly fine as well. But again, at least daily walks is something that we recommend. If you have a treadmill inside, it's fine. If you have a stationary bike or things like this, or you're doing laps in a swimming pool, is perfectly fine. So, and that's really what it comes down to. That's a big part of this. It's going to keep your body functioning at its optimum. And, the sedentary lifestyle and not doing that is unhealthy. Remember that. So, your body needs activity for so many reasons with body functions. So along with everything else you got going on with the meal plans, the nutrition, get the walking in at least on a daily. And, that's Monday through Sunday. Get your headphones on. Walk at a pace where you're comfortable, like you're having a conversation with somebody. You don't have to overexert yourself. It's not necessary, and you'll still get the benefit. So, and that's all I wanted to say about the exercise, as we're going to keep it simple over here. And we're going to open up the phones for comments and questions. So, operator, I'm ready when you are. Take it away.
There are no questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, those who just joined the conference, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Our first question comes from Ron. Ron, please state your question.
Hey, Dr. David.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, welcome. How's it going over there?
That's fine, thank you very much. My first question is peanut oil. I know on the list of approved is olive oil and coconut oil. Is peanut oil?
Yeah, it should be fine. I mean, unless you have some kind of peanut allergy or something like that, of course, avoid it. But the best ones are the first ones that you mentioned, the healthier ones. So, you know, I use olive. That's all I really use is extra virgin olive oil myself. But, yeah, but the other one is it should be fine.
Okay, thank you so much. The second question is on blood sugars, because I check mine every day. Where would you, on a consistent basis, like to see most blood sugar counts come out at?
The morning reading, a good sweet spot is between 80 and 115 for a solid week, 10 days is good. Then you can open up the conversation with your doctor about recalibrating your meds. To keep it simple in the brain, if it gets below 100, have the conversation, you know? So that's really the way I go about it.
Okay, that's all I have for you this week. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. Have a good one. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Our next question comes from Ken. Ken, please state your question.
I don't have a question. Good morning. I don't have a question
okay.
this morning. Basically, just
all right.
Basically a praise. I
a
would
comment.
Guess. You comment. I was.
Okay.
This is my finishing up my third week, and
okay.
only into the program a week and a half or so. My doctor took me off metformin totally. And I was just shocked at how fast everything went down. Blood pressure, obviously the Losartan for my blood pressure, they reduced that from 100 milligrams to 25. And I was just absolutely amazed how fast everything went. Not done yet, obviously, but it really gives you a boost and a spark, you know, to hey, this really works.
Yeah.
I'm after
That's
it.
That's awesome, yeah. So, you know, look, I mean, when you do the right things, your body responds, so.
Yeah, the first week was tough with the headaches and everything, but after that, it's been great. My wife, obviously, has been very diligent in cooking the meals that we've never obviously done before, so just wanted to give her
great,
a pat on the back, you know.
Hey, look, you're a good team. You know, keep up the good work. And, you know, anybody who does the plan with you, even if they're not diabetic, are going to reap the benefits also. Don't forget that. So if everybody ate like a diabetic, the world would be a healthier place.
You bet.
So, you know, Ken, keep moving forward, man. You're on your way. You've got momentum is starting to build up on your side, and you're going to use that to your benefit. So, your body will continue to heal and function better. Keep your foot on the gas, and we appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Next question comes from Joy. Joy, please state your question.
Yes. One of the side effects, the blood and all that is working fine. But I'm cold all the time. Is that a normal side effect?
No.
Okay. All right.
No, I don't know. Always talk to your doctor about recalibrating your meds, whatever medications that you're on across the board. Something might not need to be adjusted. You know, you got side effects of all these drugs. So as your body starts to function better, things change. So always talk about that. I know we're focused on diabetes, but whatever other meds that you're on, you know, it can affect things the way your body functions, temperature, whatever. So, you know, have the conversation as your body moves forward.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions.
Look, I wanted to bounce off of what just happened with the, the wife is cooking and, you know, the husband's diabetic or vice versa. You know, share in that lifestyle, you know. just because one person is diabetic and the other one might not be, in most cases, they still have something going on. It could be just blood pressure, or it could be a thyroid issue. It could be an allergy. It could be anything. So if you're doing it together, you're going to have a better time of it, and you're going to reap the benefits across the board. So this lifestyle is going to boost your immune system no matter who you are, okay? And it's, you know, definitely designed to for diabetes reversal, but the program as a whole, that's why all the numbers come down together. Blood pressure, your fasting sugar, you know, you see thyroid meds, all that starts to come down. Cholesterol, your triglycerides, you know, the list goes on and on. Acid reflux meds and gout medication and antidepressants. I can go on and on over the years I've been doing this with thousands of calls. And it's really awesome to see that. And when the spouse joins in the kitchen and you start doing it together and they're reaping the benefits together, and of course weight loss and things like that, mental clarity, brain fog, all these things start functioning better, liver numbers and kidney numbers improve, all of these things start getting better. So that's why I want you to, you know, keep that in mind and join in on the journey, you know, as a family, and reap the benefits. And it could be the kids, it could be everybody getting the health benefits from this kind of lifestyle. So don't lose sight of that. And, you know, at least get everybody on board and try it for 30 days. And you'll see. And as things start to improve and they start feeling better, then they'll start to get the message, you know, oh, I'm not diabetic, but, well, this is getting better and that's getting better and I'm sleeping better, my energy's better, you know, and on it goes. So that's pretty powerful when that happens. So I just wanted to kind of, you know, piggyback on that person's comment. And it's just so valuable. I see it time and time again. All right, star zero if you have a question. We're here for you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, those who've just joined, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions.
Remember, everybody, if you're just joining us on the first group call and you're just listening, first of all, welcome. And if you just signed up, you're going to be doing a daily check-in for your first week with your readings. That's your fasting blood sugar. That's the first check in the morning before you eat. That's the most accurate. Blood pressure and weight. If you're on insulin, you'll give us the insulin units too. And you can check in two ways. You can call it in, 800-321-9054, or use the support email, support@helpyourdiabetes.com. If you have a question after you call it in, you just leave say that on the message at the end. We'll always get back to you the same day. You could send a question through email. We'll always get back to you the same day, Monday through Sunday. We're here for you. And don't forget the food logs. Get your food logs in on the weekly, and that's going to help fine-tune everything, and so we can help you, you know, again, fine-tune that if necessary, if you're reaching a plateau, or, you know, we can see how you're getting across with the meals and making sure you're getting all the meals in and things like that, and you're not missing any snacks. If you're going out to eat, make sure you're asking questions about food prep. Make sure you're reading labels, ingredient labels, very carefully for any avoid items or any added sugar, of course. And really keep an eye on yourself with that when it comes to condiments and dressing, you know, anything like from mayonnaise to any kind of condiment you're using, salad dressings across the board. Be careful with those. Anything from the deli, make sure you're asking about the ingredients. You don't want anything glazed or anything like that. And anything packaged, of course. So as a reminder, okay? Thanks so much. Star zero if you have a question.
Next on the line, we have David. David, please state your question.
Yes.
Hey, David, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Yeah.
The program works well. I'm in like week 12.
Yeah, Dave.
I guess I'm on the short-term month by month, and my numbers have all come down greatly. My wife is a great partner. She's not a diabetic, but she's cooking well for me. Just a couple of questions, probably more for her. quantity of, like, meat, protein. Typically, I think if I do anything wrong, I probably eat a little too much steak or lean meat, if even too much of that. And then also, we've experimented cocoa. Yeah. Is that something that it's just ground up cocoa bean? Is that permissible?
Yeah, it's okay, as long as there's no added sugar. Yeah.
Right. And we're just using
no added sugar. Yeah.
Right. We're just using stevia, and that seems to work great.
Yep. And as far as portion sizes go, look, you don't want to go past 3 hours without eating. So you're going to have to judge your portion size. You should feel a little bit hungry around the three-hour mark. But, you know, when you're doing small meals throughout the day up to 1 hour before bed, you know, 4 to 6 ounces is a good range there. You know, if you're still hungry, you can bump up the portion sizes. But it's small portions throughout the day. If you want to use the size of your hand as a guide, is a good one. You hold your hand palm facing up. And the size of your palm would be the protein size. The thickness of your hand would be the thickness, that kind of thing. So you can use that as a guide. Your five fingers tells you five meals a day. And if you put both your hands together and make like a bowl, that's your vegetable or salad.
Sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star zero for any questions.
Well, I just realized something, everyone, that I thought that I might have talked about exercise last week. I'm laughing a little bit because checking your blood sugar was the topic of today, but that's okay that we reviewed the exercise. So let me just go over this checking blood sugar as today's topic also. Yeah, you're getting two for one today and a review. So checking your blood sugar, remember that morning reading is the most accurate, okay? And when it comes to that, do it consistently, right? Before you eat, before you get going, you know, do what you got to do. Use the restroom and all of that. You know, let your arms hang down. Take a deep breath in and try to be consistent with the way that you check it, okay? Go with that first reading. That's the most accurate one. Of course, if you're on insulin and you got to take fast-acting insulin, you have to check that with your sliding scale from your doctor and multiple times throughout the day. That's a different situation. But as far as checking your blood fasting sugar, and that's really it as far as checking it, make sure you're checking that morning reading. The first check in the morning is the most accurate. That's the one we need when you check in. And that's all I wanted to say about that. So sorry about any confusion, but went over exercise and checking that morning reading.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star zero for any questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions. Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, please press star zero. That's star zero for any questions.
Operator, we'll give it another 5 minutes. We'll see how things go. It's a little bit quiet now. Anybody out there, star zero, if you have a question. Thanks for the call so far. Great job. And we're here for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's star zero for any questions.
Okay, operator, I think we're going to end the call now. We appreciate the calls that came in today. A lot of great stuff always happens no matter how many people call in, and we appreciate it. Remember, 800-321-9054 is the check-in line. Make sure you're checking in daily if you're just starting for the first week, and then we go to a weekly check-in. The support email is support@helpyourdiabetes.com. You can check in that way as well. Send your food logs in that way. Make sure you're sending those in on a weekly. You know, stick together on this, whether you're family, spouse, whatever, you're a team, and keep helping each other out, and you're going to have better success and enjoy the process a lot more. We'll do this again next Saturday, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Number is always the same, and the code is always the same. Operator, thanks so much for a great group call. That's about it for today, everyone. We'll talk to you next Saturday. Have an awesome weekend. Bye-bye now.